Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are here. I don't feel as bad as I did yesterday and the past days. So yay, I was able to get on this morning. As soon as I woke up and I didn't feel like caca, I was like, let's do a morning show. I still have a cough, though. So we are quarantining until we know for sure that we aren't, contaminated and all that. We have a caller. Yay! All right, 813, where are you calling from? Hola! ¿Cómo estás?
I'm calling from Florida.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Oh, wow. Yay. How's it going? I also am in Florida. I hope all is well.
Okay. Yes, I'm enjoying the cool weather.
Yes, the cool weather. Very true, very true. It is super cool outside. So what can I do for you today?
I was just doing some research online about, I actually kind of ran into it. There was a medium online and she was explaining how a lot of people in religion is lost, and basically the spirit world doesn't really work how a lot of people think it does based on what we was taught.
And I
personally wanted a reading. I haven't had one in a very long time. I had one before, but I just wanted a reading. It was on my mind, so I said, hey. So I went to Blog Talk.
Do you want a general, or you want to ask a specific question? What would you like?
A specific question.
All right. Well, I'm ready. I have three different decks, and depending on your question, will depend on which one will decide it's going to be read.
Hmm.
We're doing something different today. So, ask your question.
Will I have a biological child?
Well, you have a biological child. All right. Wow, all of my hair on my body just stood up, like, everywhere. I think the proper deck will be this one that's a French deck. In fact, I was just setting them up to be right side up. I feel this is your deck, for sure. They are gleaming. So, yes, our appropriate deck today will be our French right deck. That's such a weird sentence to say. No worries, I can read them, and they actually will read themselves. So this is a very, very important question. I'm going to find you on the grid. Oh, no, Lucifer, get out of here. No boy, bad boy, you sit right there. Good familiar, good boy. My kitty is being naughty this morning. At least the other one's not attacking me yet. My last show, she was running and jumping and attacking my shoulder. Ridiculous. Oh, my God, it was terrible. She's such a tiny baby, too. Alrighty, then. We are now going to... Oh. Well. Okay. Very interesting shuffle already. Yep, there. Why does this say it had 15 minutes again? Hold on 1 second. I have to. I was wondering what was going on there. Hey, why do you do that? Blog Talk Radio, your platform. You guys. What is wrong with your HTML? I know you're not doing Adobe Flash anymore, but what's going to happen to us after you have taken away the writing that is being used for your site? Because I'm setting up my thing for an hour, and it's saying 15 minutes. No worry, we're good. I changed it. I just noticed. I was wondering why it was saying 11 minutes left after my little intro. It's ridiculous. No worries, we have 51 minutes and 3 seconds. No one else has lined up, so the day will be yours, basically. All right. We're going to... I think this song is really annoying, and I don't know why it's doing that. I can't wait to turn on it. All right. We're putting on something different so it doesn't interrupt us. My phone has decided it's going to do its own thing. And for you, my lady... I have a, it's kind of like I created a altar in a jar, so I am going to bring out my artillery for this one. I feel like it's necessary. Ah, yes, and we have the marble. I have my crystal ball out as well. It seemed it was needed to me. All right, I'm ready. I'm going to put a card up for you. Your first card is the Knave of Pentacles. So that's a good place to be in life right now as far as a court card goes for the attitude, the wave, the feeling, and this question. And the past. Some more cards on here. Have you tried before?
Yes.
It didn't work out.
No.
Okay. I see. Okay. So, I laid down some more cards for you, so that way we can complete this story, because as I was saying with my last Karen, I just don't believe that, like, people who are like, oh, $60 for three cards is not enough, okay? So, I made your story, and I'm feeling you as well, so I know it's a delicate subject, so I will be as thorough and clear as I can, okay? Now, reading in where you are, oh my God, you disrespectful cat. No, you are just such a terrible person. Why would you do that? Oh my God, he just like walked right into everything. No, you have my attention. You're so bad. He never does this. I'm so sorry. You're being a very bad familiar. Okay.
It's okay.
His name is Zeus Lucifer Morningstar, and he is a big baby. He was found and abandoned, like his mom left him, and we know why. But he's a very big boy.
You want to hear?
Okay, go over
right
there.
Right before I called you, what led me to call was I was watching, like I said before, a medium. She was giving a reading, and what led me to call was she had a very thought-provoking question. And she says, in the Bible, it states that God is the morning star. Also in the Bible, it states that Lucifer is the morning star. How can they both be the morning star if they're not the same person? And that's the question. I was just doing some research before calling you, and I'm like, you know what? I'm led. I feel like I'm being led to this. Let me try to call and seek out a reading on my own. But I thought it was really funny that the cat was trying to interrupt you, and that's the name of the cat.
Yes. How crazy how it works like that. I 100% agree that, first off, not only was Lucifer the morning star, he also was his favorite angel. And the thing is like Lilith was the first female to ask for rights. But before her, Morningstar was the first angel to ask questions, to ask for his rights, to be himself, to be free. Because truly, if you think about it, angels were kind of like slaves, prisoners. But Lucifer was the first one to rebel because he asked questions. Now, that's if you go by some stories. Now, I also believe that just like humans are the monsters that we know personally and love. They're the ones that, you know, they're the uncle, they're the grandpa, they're the brother, they're the sister. They could be anyone in your family. Just like how it is expected, possibly, theoretically, that if that is true, and he's the morning star, and he's the morning star, then it is very true. Like nature, God is cruel and kind. He is both the devil and the angel. So
without
one,
there's no other.
I mean, and the fact that you were looking at Lucifer Morningstar, and that's my cat's name, that just shows that this was not on accident. So I'm being propelled to do something else. Now, I do have your tarot reading down for you, and I want to take you on this journey, and I'm pulling out every element. For some reason, every element must be present. Yes, that's right, Lucy. There you go. Good boy. I have a piece of bone here as well. Yes, I do. Here we go. So now we have all elements are present, from heaven to earth, above and below. I also have some fresh roses for you. They just decided that this is the... If I could take a picture of this and send it to you, I would. Okay, so I see in your past that not only did it not go the way you wanted it to, there was a little bit of betrayal, maybe some gossip even. There was a lot going on in the mental state. It wasn't so awesome. It actually not only just felt like, you know, failing at this or not being able to and questioning one's worth and not having the support, it looks like to me. Now, after you built yourself back up, it seems that you have definitely changed some things in your life. You may have even removed some people out of your life. Now, your foundation, there's heartbreak, and then there's worry and anxiety. I'm going to throw down another card here. But, and that's just on the mental side, because you have the Three of Swords and you have the Nine of Swords. So threes are about, and you do have the Seven over here next to this Ten of Swords. So there was just like so much and so much hurt there. And also, it feels like there are others, maybe other involved in your, the reason for you being sad even more, maybe possibly not having this, what would be called the support that one needs to get over such a tragedy when we go through this. Now you have the Five of Pentacles, meaning it's a window, not a door. So you were looking back, you know, looking through this window with hope and trying and fear and anxiety and just wondering, is this going to ever happen? When will it be, when will I have, you know, what I want? Now, your foundation, there's a Three of Swords here, there's Nine of Swords there, but you also have the Seven of Pentacles. So it looks like something has changed in your life. Now, I will say you have the Moon next to your Knave of Pentacles, so we're going to throw down another card up there. Ah, yes. Five of Wands. We're ready. We're at the ready to fight and hold on to what we believe in. We're also changing some of our beliefs and views in the spiritual realm, I see. So remember, the Moon is here to tell you that things in the light, when there's no shadows, it looks like everything is fine. But there's something that comes out when the Moon shines. It shows you all the dark places there are, if you're watching. So the Moon is telling you, be careful of those around you, especially now. What comes in or happens in the darkness comes into the light. So I think this right here is more of about your shadow self and the self you are now, and you're going on this journey spiritually, I see. Now, we are ready to fight for what we believe in and to knock down anyone in our way. We have the Seven of Pentacles on our side and our foundation now, so you can rest your mind. There's lots of opportunities coming your way. Now, do you have someone in your life now?
Yes.
All right. That's what I was. Okay. So you have the Knave of Cups and you have the Emperor, which is just Jupiter sitting. He's looking kind of bored, actually. But your Knave of Cups is looking quite fancy. He has this look on his face. I've probably used these probably four times now. These are literally from France, and I found these at my antique store that I was working at. I couldn't believe we had tarot cards. But this one is letting you know there's a message. Don't get upset if the things
there's a what?
Do not get upset if things do not go as you hoped, but be open to alternatives. Prepare for a change of plans. Think before reacting. Beware of childish behavior. My question is, does your partner want a baby?
Yes. I think more so than... But I think it's interesting that you picked up the French deck of cards because my partner is Creole.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm definitely feeling that this Emperor is your partner, and I'm going to let you know that the cards are going in a good direction. I will say that. In the end of this, it looks pretty good, and we'll get to that in a moment. But your Emperor... he's definitely letting you have a message here to play by the rules. Don't take shortcuts. Use common sense when managing your resources, and now is the time to get organized and make plans. Careful use of logic and reason will deliver success. Somebody's getting pregnant. So, ma'am. Six of Swords. We're going into calmer waters, but make plans and start planning now. You have the Sun, and you have the Four of Swords, and you have the Knight of Pentacles on top of that. So you will have a biological child. Start planning now, getting ready. You're going into a better space, and especially with your Four of Swords, we've come full circle now. You went from the tragedy and the hurt to the feeling of, okay, I'm ready to do this again. And soon, as you're going to calmer waters with your Six of Swords, you have the Four of Swords, so you can rest assured, yes, we are going to have a baby fairly soon. So it's coming around the corner, but don't worry. The Knight of Pentacles is here to tell you that you will have everything that you need, that there is a message here. If you've been questioning, and you have, whether you'll be able to get the things that you want or have money, enough money to do what you need, and you rarely feel discouraged, but you have lacked confidence in the future, success is around the corner. Manage time and money wisely. Start practicing now. definitely. I'm going to throw down one more card because the Sun is a yes. For your final card, which is a major arcana, pretty important, it is the Hermit. Now,
you said the next card was what?
The Hermit. Now, the Hermit is about breaking an unnecessary habit. Take steps to eliminate unhealthy ruts and routines. Get rid of anybody who will not be happy about what you're trying to do. It's a good time to change things in your life. And don't let yourself get stuck in expectations of others. So right now, for you, make sure you're getting healthy. Make sure you're taking your prenatals and stuff to prepare your body because somebody is getting pregnant. Yes, you will have a biological child. Start planning now around it because it's happening, girl.
How can I pay for another reading?
Hmm? Oh, you want to pay for a reading? I take tips. If you want to pay for a reading, you can. Let's see, my mom has Cash App. I have PayPal. I know Facebook does money, but usually if I do charge for private readings, it's $5 because, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's tough. And I don't really, I'm not one of those people where I'm like, $60, that's just no. And this is very, you know, it takes time and it takes really, you know, a lot of energy. So I think that $5 would be good. If you want to send me $5, I can call you. Not the radio, because I only get an hour a day anyway.
Okay, so you have
Or you can call my house phone. I'd be happy giving it to you. It's fine. It's just my house phone. We hardly answer it anyway.
You have my phone.
If you would like to do that,
right?
We can.
Myself?
Hmm?
You have my cell from Blog Talk?
Let me see if we have more time or on Blog Talk even. I get an hour a day on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I have another person lining up. We have 34 minutes. So, if you want to, I'll put my email in the description of this episode. And
mm-hmm.
You can write, and then we can go from there if you like.
Okay.
And if you have, like, Facebook Messenger, I could video FaceTime you if you like, so you can see the cards and what I'm doing.
Do you have an iPhone?
You know what? My mom does. I used to, but I smashed it. Hacking. It's been crazy. I keep having
to
break
the iPhone.
So, if you want to, I'll put my email on there, and we can go from there. You can write me, and we can set something up.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little background on your reading that you just did, just for the people that are listening, if they may be skeptical about it. Having a child is something that I have been thinking about really hard lately, and I have tried in the past and was completely devastated about it, and I wasn't, like, not really trying. You know, I've been with my significant other for, like, the last 3 years, and I would say he's been bugging me for, like, the last 2 years to have a child, and I really just didn't want the disappointment again to even try. But what made me ask the question is I have a friend that I feel that it has psychic abilities, but I don't think he's really trying to, like, let me know. I think it's something that he was trying to hide from me, but I kind of sense it because of how he talks to me and asks me certain stuff. And I just got a visit from him out of the blue. And when I was hanging out with him, he was like, "Oh, are you going to have a baby from that Creole guy?" And he was like, "Don't have a baby from him." Because the guy, he kind of likes me, I'm going to be honest. So I think it was maybe jealousy from something that he had seen, and that's why he reached out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
That's crazy.
He saw it, and that's why he reached out to me. And he specifically said that, "Oh, you're going to have a baby from this guy?" Like, he didn't say it as an asking, like, "Oh, is this something you're planning to do?" He said it as if it had already already happened. Like, okay,
wow.
So this is what you're going to do?
Wow,
and he said
yeah.
several things to me in the past before that I know this guy has to have some type of psychic ability. It doesn't make sense for him not to.
Wow.
So I definitely can confirm what you're saying. And for another example, to confirm what he said, another time, I had a guy friend calling me, trying to get me to hang out with him and stuff. And he wasn't the best influence. You know, he was a good person. I grew up with him. But he was a good person to me. Let me put it that way. But if you may have asked someone else, they may have not be able to relay that same story. And the guy was kept trying to get me to hang out with him. And the guy called me. He actually called me on the phone. And as I was in the conversation and the guy asked me to come hang out with him, I get a call from the same guy on the next line. He said, "What you doing?" And I try to shrug it off and tell a white lie. "Oh, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just hanging out with some people at work," which I knew I was on the phone. But he basically told me, "Oh, I know you're on the phone," without saying you're on the phone. "Whatever you got going on, you need to stop me. You don't need to go hang out with whoever you're trying to go hang out with. Don't hang out with them." I kid you not. Maybe less than a month later, the guy had got murdered.
Whoa.
So I definitely know he's seeking something.
Oh, wow. Wow, the universe has literally been speaking to you through embodiments. Like, that is crazy. Well, I'm excited for you. It's going to look like it's going to stick this time. You definitely start preparing to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And I'll put my email up there. It's zen.that'sthet@gmail.com. I'll put it up on the subject right there. I'll just put my email there, and then if you write me, we can get together on something. I would be happy to give you another reading. And I don't like charging people. My mom's like, "You should start charging," and I'm like, "But," so I mean, yeah, as I should, but
well,
I don't know.
If I
do it too much and use my powers for not so good, exploiting them, then I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But
yeah,
I'll
you're doing a good
this.
Service. You know, a hair. Just like I heard the lady that I was just watching before calling you, the medium, she explained it. She says, and she's had the same conversation on her episode when I was watching. She said, "You know, people are on me like, you know, if you got a gift, why are you charging people?" And she says, "Does not the hairdresser charge you to do your hair? Do they not have a gift? Are their hands not blessed? A lot of people can't do what hairdressers can do." Or
True.
Is the person doing other services don't have gifts? And I thought about this. Yeah, she's right. So I definitely think you should charge. at least like a offering. I wouldn't say, okay, you're going to have a set price, but at least an offering. At least
that
a minimum.
Would be cool
give,
because it
a
would definitely... I
that
would just
give
put
an
it back to the radio show. And if I could afford $100 a month, I can get 2 hours. And that 2 hours, like the most people I've ever done in 1 hour was 17. I don't know how it happened, but it was crazy. And I couldn't believe that I got that many people on. But lately it's been like these readings are so big and they really need that hour, you know, and it takes on the whole thing. So I will hold on to the money that I get. I started a PayPal for that because people want to send me tips and stuff. So I'm just going to hold the money there and use it to pay my radio station so I could help people. My last three shows have been, like, really
most
amazing.
Definitely.
And
keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we have somebody really quick. If you want to stay on the line and wait for me.
All right.
I'll be back. Yeah, and that's it.
Thank you. I have a question related to somebody that I like and want to know what you see in the cards.
Absolutely. Shoot.
Thank you.
Let's see. I'm going to use my regular deck that I myself am attuned with, because this is a very sexy question. These are very sexy cards. All right.
Okay.
Now. Oh, they wanted to be cut. All right, Ellen. Someone that you like. Okay. We're going to cut the card, one for you and one for the person that you like. In the middle for you. Between you. Oh. Oh gosh. Oh my. Okay. Alright. Oh no. Well. Okay. We're gonna do. Okay. Well. There's a lot here. So I threw down a card for you. I started for you, and you started out with the Seven of Swords and the Devil. We're going to throw another card on that. Cause not so
that's okay,
fantastic.
Whatever it is.
All right, so you have the Seven of Swords with you right now. So that's usually a betrayal card or something about gossip and just things being done behind the scenes with not your knowledge. This is a very hard card to start with, but making plans becomes problematic with this. Friends are may let you down, and don't rely too much on others. You can't lose what's not yours to begin with. This is a card about getting everything in writing. This is already starting out not great. Now, you have the Devil on top of that, so it feels like you're attracting the same type of monster that you had before in the past, but it's just in a different wrapper. Matter being overpowering the mind, desires rule at this point. Beware of your dark side. The pursuit of materialistic or sensual pleasures may taint your ability to think clearly. Cleanse yourself of behaviors and habits that aren't doing you any good. You're just not a good matrimony already. You have an Ace of Pentacles here that's upside down right next to it, so this is going to cause you to go, like, way, way back. Like, a total 180 in everything that you have just built for yourself. I really can't stress this enough here. But don't let the self-doubt get the best of you. Money's going to be tight. Beware of reckless and irresponsible people. Yeah, stay the hell away from this person. Surround yourself with colleagues looking out for your best interests. Listen to those who are smart and are telling you to stop. Okay. We're going to throw out another card for you in the middle. This is really, really... Hey, are you still there? You're still with me, right? 917? Yo, like she left. Oh, my God. This is the second time I had someone leave.
Yeah, hi, didn't leave. You muted me.
Oh, someone else left. Okay, good. I just seen someone had left the radio show. I was like, no. Okay, good.
Don't worry. I'm here.
Someone dropped off. We're still together. Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you're here.
I will stay away from this person.
Definitely stay away from this person. This is the same person that you have already experienced before, but they're trying to seem like they're not a monster. This is a monster. This is my advice for you. Once we have been marked by a monster, they all come out from everywhere to get you, and they come in all kinds of packages. They come as girlfriends. They come as boyfriends, best friends, acquaintances, coworkers, family members. Now, I'm going to throw another card in the middle between you two. Now, what we're looking at here is we've got the Hermit, we've got Justice, we've got the Six of Swords. Now, the Six of Swords is something that I think we just created, because this is a different way of thinking now, because your brain was going a whole different direction. Now, the Hermit is where we need to be right now. It is not time to jump into a relationship. It is not time to even think of doing this to yourself right now, because we have not fully gotten through the healing process. You have both the Justice and Hermit sitting right next to each other. Remember, what goes around comes around. To seek legal counsel and advice from elders. You may be embroiled in negotiations or tedious bureaucratic systems. Do healthy things spiritually and physically. Stay the hell away from this person. He's going to cause you to get in trouble in some way. He's going to cause you nothing but drama. Everything will go backwards. You have the Hermit, breaking unnecessary habit, attracting the same being that we have just peeled ourselves away from. This is not your fault. This is just a test. You're going to pass this test because I'm not going to let this happen. This is a no-no. See, we try and we heal and we say we're not going to do this again. This will never happen to us again. And then it does, because we don't realize those red flags. So thank God for tarot. Now, it's a good time to get them out of your life. Eliminate unhealthy ruts and routines. Stick to those who care and love you. Fuck yes, we drew a Ten of Swords, thank God. Okay, so we're going to start with his side before we go to the middle, and this is why I say no. Mm-hmm. And let's take on another two cards here. Okay, as he looks good on the outside, inside of him is dark goo. This is a person who's a little selfish. It doesn't look like he wants to give gifts to anybody at all, and if he does, it's very facetious and has all ulterior motive behind it. It's going to be, yeah. I love you until when, if. He has the Four of Pentacles, which is a card about, you know, being somebody who's a selfish person, really, truly, and has nothing but motive behind them. The Six of Wands, this person feels like he is very victorious in all things, even even if he loses. So this is a very... Is this person born in June or around that area?
Yeah.
Do you know? You know his birthday?
Yeah, February 7th.
Oh, okay. So that's why I'm getting these cards. Okay, so in February, we have, in the colder months, the people born in the colder months are having planets that rule them, that are in the darker space, that are colder, further away from the sun. I'm sorry, my family and I is getting over from possibly coronavirus. We don't know. Get tested today. Yeah, it really sucks. I got my daughter tested, my mom tested. I couldn't get in yesterday.
I think
so
you're fine.
I hope
you
we don't have that shit. Okay. I think it's just a flu, but they had their flu shots, and I didn't get mine in time, and oh, my God, everyone's been, I don't know
I don't
what
believe
this
in the flu shots.
It is. whatever's going around this year sucks. Oh, my God. I felt good enough today, so that's why I'm on this morning. Now this person, he thinks he's got everything. He has judgment, but it's not very good. In fact, he has the Nine of Swords, so he's somebody who's pretty depressed half the time. He has highs, he has lows, he's bipolar-ish. This is queen of cups. This queen, you must be this queen. This queen must be you. I don't see it being a mother, but it is about remembering that life is more than your day-to-day job and worries. Taking time to examine spiritual beliefs and don't get bogged down by trivial details and the demands of others. He's going through his own thing. Hold on, let's see here. Oh, no. No, no, no. That's not happening here. Nope. No, no, no.
What?
Okay. This person is captivating, no? Drawn to him you are? Are you drawn to this person?
Yes, very. Kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
I want to say that this is your twin flame fucking bullshit relationship thing that you're going to experience. Man, this sucks. I have one and it's terrible. It's not great at all. Well, it seems like we have a cups here. We got a five of wands here. And we have the ace of swords. It's just going to be complete pandemonium, a roller coaster ride of emotions and scenarios and jealousy. And this guy sucks. He reminds me of mine. Man, you must be the good one. You're the good one, obviously. You're the good twin. But you have a dark side to you, too, because you keep drawing this person, and he is the dark side of you. So our twin flames are the mirror of ourselves, and sometimes they are the part of ourselves that we hate the most and don't want others to know about. Now, this doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means we have, well, we have things to us all, things that become voids, things that go through our childhood, that go through our adolescence, things we don't even realize. And it could also just be that this is your fucking twin flame, and I'm getting that so hard. We've pulled out about 19 cards here. Now, we've got this Eight of Cups here, and this is a huge decision on your part. And you don't have to listen to me, no, but this journey is covered by the Fool. And this Fool is, well, both of you. Not him so much, but more the other person. Now, the King of Wands and the Queen of Swords and the Ten of Cups, it's all marked up by this two, this five, which the Five of Wands means you're going to do nothing but argue anyway. Everything is going to be a fight. Everything is going to be just something wrong. There's always going to be something wrong. It's going to cause more depression, more anxiety for both of you.
Oh, no.
Yes, and he's already a depressed person as it is. He's got some of the darkest planets ruling him. Now, if you really want to get to know a boy without having to ask him too many questions, Cafe Astrology, if you Google that, you'll find a website. You'll get on the website, and it'll show you love compatibilities with love charts. If you even know his birth date, if you don't have to know the time. Just if you don't know the time, it'll say click this box. It'll be basically accurate. It tells you everything that you need to know about the person. If I did this before anyone I dated, I'd probably never date any of them.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and pull it up before you start dating them. Don't pull it up after you did, because that's what happened to me this last time. Yeah. I should have ran then. So take my advice on this, but also listen to your intuition. Now, you're going to be drawn to this person. Even when I get off the phone with you, this is going to be a hard fight for yourself, because y'all are, it's either A, a twin flame, which is the worst ever. B, which could be because there's a justice card here, the what goes around comes around. He is your karmic soulmate, but I'm leaning towards both karmic and twin flame here because that's what mine is, and he's just awful. It is bad. We're drawn to each other. He'll be like, yes, I'm ready to do this, and then, like, it goes all bad, and it turns into a very ugly situation. So I've had to leave him behind and stay away from him. So before you get into this situation like I have, keep him at arm's length. Love him from afar. Don't let him in your life. Don't let him seat that ass next to you, because if he does, all monies, all everything, everything you've built, everything you've done, it's all going to go to hell. And he won't help you either because he's a selfish person. You will be more upset and angry if you give this guy a chance.
Why will I lose everything?
Because he's irresponsible and you will feel the need that you'll have to carry him.
Yeah.
Because you're giving and you're kind and he'll take your kindness for a weakness. But it'll turn you into this person you don't want to be and that you've probably had to become before. I see that you've walked away from a different thing, like something in your life that you had to walk away from and change and build yourself back up from. Don't do this.
Okay.
It's okay because you have lots of options out there, and that Eight of Cups is telling you that. Don't be a fool. Be a fool in the good way. Into adventure. If we're not going to know something, fine. Let's let the chips fall where they may. But we know what's going to happen here. So let's keep our chips to where we can throw them somewhere else clean. We want a clean slate, not all this that's already mucked up. You cannot have someone join you who's already in a mess. He doesn't make good decisions. He's depressed. He suffers anxiety. He literally is argumentative most of the time. You're not going to get along half the time, but you're still going to want to be with this person. It's such a fucking conundrum. And I'm here to tell you that you have come from so much. Do not let this bondage take you again.
Oh, wow.
It is just time right now either. It's not a good time either. It's a bad time to start this or even think about it. Now, if you want to come back to this person, all right, let him sit in his own shit. He's got way too much going on, and until he fixes himself, you do not need to bother with him. His brain is stupid. And that's the T. That is the T, ma'am. That is the T for that one. That is, no, that's a no-no. I do not approve of this message. No, ma'am. I care. That's why I do this, and I would never, I honestly would never keep someone from their happiness, but this is a bad story. If you look at all these cards, it starts to look like it's going to be fun, and then it's not. It's not fun. There's tons of betrayal, and no, you won't be the only woman either. There will be several, because he's a confused boy. This is not a man. This is a boy. We've already walked away from boys. It's time for you to have what you want, and then you pick and choose. And when you're ready, trust me, when he's ready, when whoever decides, or this twin flame, I don't know if he'll ever be ready. Don't ever count on that. Mine will never be.
Right.
A twin flame is someone that you bounce back and forth from. They'll be like, oh, I'm ready to do this. And then you take the leap. And then you'll end up like me, having to start over again, because it just mucks everything up. Because the other person will not put in one-third or even a quarter or one-sixteenth of what you do. And you expect 100% back of what you give. Do not accept anything less. He's not going to do anything for you. And you're going to end up getting stuck in this spell, and it won't be your fault, and it's something you cannot control. But you can if you don't start. Don't open the door. Close the door. Okay? Lock that shit. Put a chain on it. Okay? He's not good yet. He might be good later, but don't depend on that. Just let things happen. The moon and the stars are busy right now writing everyone's futures. Trust me, things are happening right now. But this week is not a great week. In fact, on Sundays I do the forecast. So there's a forecast behind these episodes. If you go down, listen to that one. You're going to have a very interesting couple of weeks. What's your birthday?
January 28th.
Oh, yes. You definitely need to go hit that forecast. I do a forecast every Sunday, and it's very accurate even for myself. You'll hear me going, shit. Fuck, damn it, because when a Libra, Taurus is involved, that's me. So I, too, go through all these things that you are going through now, and I'm going to let you know, please, 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 please don't be a fool. Right now is not a good time to be a fool. Right now we're building, and right now we need to continue putting those bricks up because he will bring you nothing but the tower, and the tower is very bad. It's not in your reading yet, but it is the next one after the devil, okay? So let's not.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, no, don't be. I'm just going to stay away from him. And
yes, that would be a good idea.
Love him from afar.
Love him from afar because afar is where he's best. He's better for you that
way.
If he's got to text you, leave it as a text. Don't answer. Put that shit in the spam folder. Yes, ma'am. That is a no-go. You have so much going right now. You got to keep that going. It's going to fall apart.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. You're welcome. And you can call me every time. I'm on as much as possible. Everything's been hit and miss. We're all sick over here. I'm just so glad I was able to get up this morning and do this. It was meant to be for everybody. But I'm here. You ever need to talk, need me, I'm here. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You have a great day. All right, y'all. It's been a very powerful morning this morning. I think that this has been a very good day, honestly. I love doing this for you guys. I love everything about this. I feel humbled and just very lucky, blessed, if you will, to be able to do these things for you guys. We'll have another episode. What day is it? Today's Thursday. I'm probably still going to be quarantined until after I get my results. I'm supposed to go back to work and work overnight, Friday and Saturday. We did some big things at work, so going to have to really show up. Everything's going good for me on that. So soon we'll be able to have our 2 hours, regardless if anybody tips me or not. So if you guys want to write me for personal readings, and like the lady said before, I love your idea on offerings, so I take offerings. If you want to offer me something, 50 cents, 5 cents, a penny, a dollar, that will be used to continue this radio station because I think everyone needs it. I myself need it. I've had some very powerful readings this past couple weeks, and I thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. If you can't tell, I'm sick. I got it from work from a guy not wearing mask. I don't know if it's coronavirus. But everybody, wash your hands, wear your mask. Please wear your mask over your nose. Do not take it off until you are out of the area. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. I'm a chef, and I can tell you I wash my hands all the time. But when you've got people sneezing in your airspace, coughing in your airspace, not wearing a mask, it doesn't matter. Unless you're wearing an N95 proper mask or a whole suit, you're going to get contact via aerosol, which is what's in the little particles in the air that stays for hours. So I'm here to tell you, I don't know if I have coronavirus. I'm getting tested today, but that is the worst feeling in the world. My daughter was tested yesterday. My mother was tested. They had their flu shots, but whatever. I'm the only one in the house that didn't get to get one because I've been working. So I'm telling y'all right now, this shit is not a game. Please, wear your mask. Don't go out if you don't have to. Order your damn groceries at Walmart if you got to. They bring it out in your car. They'll deliver it to your house. Publix will deliver it to your house. Please, everybody, stay away from your family members. You know, I love all of you very much, and I care. Like, this is my country, my world. I care about everyone. And that's the tea, y'all. And remember, Black Lives Matter, and injustice against anyone is wrong, and we should fight for those who don't have voices. And that's the tea, y'all. Zen Rider out. I'll be back on tomorrow morning.